this service that takes place this time of at the beginning of the sort of academic year is often called the vision meeting as well. Well, I'm certainly in no place to bring you vision for this church today, but I am today going to talk about vision. And most of what I'm saying is for us all together. It's for us as a corporate bunch of people, the body of Christ, but it also is for us as individuals as well. So I don't want you to rule that out. What is said today, like I say, I'm targeting all of us, but it's true for every one of us as individuals. Just to start with, I'm going to give you a great story about vision. Vision, when it's acted upon, can take us way beyond our wildest dreams. So, a lady was clearing her wardrobe of the things she no longer wore. Amongst her garments was a pea green coat, which she hadn't worn for years. And now it was out of date. In the kitchen, she rolled it up, ready to take it to the charity shop. When her grown son came home from work and saw the coat, he asked his mum what she was going to do with it. And she replied that she would take it to the charity shop. His response was, "Mum, can I have the coat?" I'm sure she must have had some really offbeat thoughts at that point. However, she agreed, and he disappeared into his room with the coat, which he cut into pieces, stitched them together, cut a ping pong ball in half, and with some quick strokes of a marker pen, created the world's greatest frog.